Peace, YouTube. Peace, YouTube. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You here with your friendly neighborhood podcaster, man. The highest hippie in the room. D-Rican Hippie, of course. And I'm here just to give you guys a few words, spread a few words, you know what I'm saying? Just update you guys with the show and everything that's going on. This will be episode 305, Home Alone, you know what I mean? So I'm going to just give you guys an update of everything that's going on, and then I'm going to touch on a few topics that I feel that I wanted to touch on, you know what I mean? But I hope everybody's having a happy holidays and everybody's getting the gifts that they wanted. More important than that, you around the people that you want to be around, because that's the most important thing on the holidays. As you see, I'm here with the Christmas tree and all that. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my niece. Shout out to the family. You know what I mean? So I hope everybody's having a good Christmas morning and have a great day. You know what I mean? So D-Rican Hippie here. You see, I titled the episode Home Alone because I'm here dolo, man. There's a few changes coming to the podcast, and life just takes its turns, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's not your business to talk about other people's business, you know what I mean? So I would leave it at that, but it's more than likely just going to be me and Spliff so far on the DCDRH show. I'm in real time adjusting and doing some audibles, changing the plays, you know what I mean? But you will be seeing a cast of characters coming through. They'll either be interviews or guest hosts, special guest hosts that I'm testing out to be on the podcast permanently, you know what I mean? So, shout out to everybody, man. Chun Chun, again, life takes its turns and everything of that nature, and it's not my place to talk on people's personal lives or anything that they got going on. So hopefully she'll be back, and she know that the door is always open and our arms are always open to embrace her to be on the podcast. And shout out to Chun Chun, you know what I mean? So that's where I wanted to start at, to be honest. I want to give thanks and I want to say appreciation to Don Core, you know what I mean? You gave me 6 years of podding, you know what I mean? But beyond that, it's not about the podcast, you know what I mean? Beyond that, you gave me 20 plus years of friendship and brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, my guy. I appreciate everything that you did. I appreciate how you was here every single time that we had to record and put our podcast out, you know what I mean? Shout out to you. And keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we could get some Zoom interviews, Zoom episodes and shit like that going with me and you. And we could keep Don's bets going, you know what I mean? But keep doing your thing, my boy, and holler at me whenever you get the chance, you know what I'm saying? Spliff wasn't around. Spliff hasn't been around in the last couple days. My boy is sick. Hopefully he getting better, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple things lined up for you guys. We got some nice interviews coming up. Shout out to Spliff. That's all I could really say about him in that fashion. But in another way, like, I appreciate you, Spliff. You really be holding it down. You hungry for this media shit, you know what I'm saying? And excuse me. And that's something that I appreciate from you, you know what I mean? I feel like you're going to be like a superstar in this lane, you know what I'm saying? So I hope that you don't take nothing that I be saying behind the scenes personal or nothing like that. It's just that I want to push us to be great, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, my boy. Keep doing your thing. I love Christmas, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I love Christmas time because it still makes me feel like I was 9 years old again, you know what I'm saying? And these are some of the best times of my life, period, you know what I'm saying? My mom's, even though we wasn't rich or nothing like that, she always made it happen, you know what I'm saying? So I love Christmas. And Chun Chun, I really appreciate her role that she plays on the podcast, because she doesn't just sit here and agree with the takes that we have, and she, like, not bullies, but she makes her presence felt. She doesn't let us just talk over her, you know what I mean? And she makes her presence felt. And the topics that she brings to the table is a change of pace for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I really appreciate too. You know what I mean? And behind the scenes, you guys don't see nothing behind the scenes unless I let you guys see behind the scenes footage and shit like that. But she's always well prepared. She gets mad at me if I don't send her the topics and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I really appreciate. You know what I mean? Because when you got someone like next to you that's doing the same thing that you're doing and then pushing you to do more, like, it makes you want to be like, oh, all right, hold on, let me get this done before she even says, like, even, like, with the intros, have, like, you guys seen a difference with the intros? I don't really put the music videos and things of that nature in there no more, and that's all due to her, you know what I'm saying? She's like, yo, we got to let the people know that it's us, it's our podcast, you know what I'm saying, and we the people that they about to see, so the intro has to formulate that in some sense, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Chun Chun, man, for real. Shout out to her. So I want to leave that right there, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody doing their thing, and the ball gonna keep rolling on the DCDRH show. We got Breaking Buds. We about to be on episode 9 and 10. That's gonna close season 1, and next year we're going to come with season 2, and season 2 is going to be real, real different. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Spliff once again. Matter of fact, I'm going to call him in a couple minutes. When I get into these few topics that I want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to call him and see what's good with him. So, what else did I want to touch on real quick? So, the changes to the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Breaking Buds. We're going to keep the ball rolling. Christmas. I want to talk about Christmas, man, because today is Christmas. You know what I mean? I dropped this episode on Christmas. Christmas 2023. This year was a roller coaster year for me, man. A lot of downs, some ups. You know what I mean? But I fought through it. I'm proud of myself for fighting through it and sticking with the vision. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad, and I appreciate everybody that's liking and subscribing and commenting and everything of that nature. Just keep the ball rolling, man. Stick with us, man. You know what I mean? Christmas just makes me feel like I'm a young kid at heart. My favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. I was just watching, I was just watching Elf. That shit is fire. You know what I mean? That's my movie right there. But, some of my favorite Christmases probably come like when I was younger, because that's when we was getting like the Segas, the Nintendo 64s, shit like that, the wrestling toys and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? That shit was just so much fun when I was younger. And now I get to see my niece, and she got me something nice for Christmas this year. Shout out to Paige, you know what I mean? But now we get to see her do her thing on Christmas, and it's just a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? I just love Christmas. I love how everybody spreads joy, and that's something that I want to do, you know what I'm saying? So, that's a fact, man. This year coming up, you're going to see a lot of Hippie Vision production. That's going to be everything that you see in video form is under that. That's my shit, you know what I'm saying? So, Hippie Vision Productions is going to be a level up in production and everything in that nature, you know what I mean? So shout out to everything like that. I wanted to we got the year end rap episode coming up where we talk about everything that happened this past year and everything on the episode, favorite moments and everything on the podcast this year and everything like that. But I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that was able to come on the podcast this year. Got my ugly Christmas sweater. Hopefully y'all can see the whole shit. Let's see. My boy got the cookies and milk. You know what I'm saying? But to all the guests that came on the show today, let me see if I can pull their names up real quick. I want to give a special shout out to all of y'all because y'all did y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. At the top of the year, we had Face Off the Movie Part 1, and I promise y'all, Face Off the Movie is coming back. Part 3 and Part 4, we got our first female, all female battle that we got coming up, and then we got some Supreme Lyricists coming up, you know what I'm saying? So make sure that y'all stay in tune with me for that. Just bear in there with me. You know what I'm saying? So the first one we had, shout out to RBN Bizzle and Dizzy Spades. That Face Off the movie was so fire, bro. Like, that was literally a movie, man. Shout out to both of you professionals. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all are really professional. I love both of y'all, man. I fuck with y'all music. I fuck with y'all visuals. And more important, I fuck with y'all personally, because y'all reach out to me and I reach out to y'all. Dizzy held down my event on, I believe that was Christmas or something. I don't remember, but last year or some shit like that. But he held it down. You know what I mean? Shout out to them. Then we had Alpha Man on the show. Shout out to Alpha Man. That's that nigga Pepe Alfonso. You know what I'm saying? That's that guy right there. Shout out to Leon Sky. I'm trying to get you back on the pod, my boy. Answer the DM. You know what I mean? I'm trying to link and do a couple things with you. You know what I'm saying? We had Little Mo on the show this year. Shout out to Ball Stars. You know what I mean? Those them guys right there. We got a lot of things coming with them as well this year, 2024. So make sure y'all stay in tune with that and new music coming from him. We had Dally Tyson on the show, family, friend of the pod. You know what I mean? She's been on here about 4 times already. She was on the pod twice this year. So shout out to Dally Tyson. We had Harmony Clothing Brand, the collective there. We supposed to have them before the year closes again. If not, top of the year next year. They got some new swag coming out, so make sure you guys stay in tune with that. Go check them out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Harmony. That's a fact. Shout out to my boy Trippy Trev, man. I hit him up, like, last week to see if he could be here for this episode, honestly, because I needed somebody. I knew Spliff was sick and all Tune and Cole, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to see if we could get y'all favorite Trippy Trev, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that's y'all favorite co-host. You know what I mean? So I was trying to get him on the show. Shout out to my boy. When I was down this year, like rock bottom, I was about to quit everything. I wasn't feeling podding or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Trev was like, nah, bro. You know what I mean? He stuck in my ear like the positive shit that I needed to hear. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Trev. You know what I mean? That's my guy. T Hefe called us. And whenever you call us, man, you got the open door. You know what I'm saying? So he pulled up. We did a full episode. He even jumped into the top 50 debate. We gonna get that for you guys, man. We still gonna have all this for you guys. Shout out to T Hefe, man. Style shit. You know what I'm saying? That's that guy right there. Shout out to my brother. Then we had the second Face Off the movie, Envious and LXD, which was another movie, part 2. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Envious and shout out to LXD. They got real big things coming. Pause. Next year, 2024, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to both of them brothers. We had Nicole Brown on the show, which is Professor Brown to me. She was my psychology teacher in university and college, in Boricua College. Shout out to her. That episode was real deep. Make sure you guys go check that episode out. She spoke about, you know, mental health, having a child that's mentally challenged and things of that nature, and she's just very passionate when she talks, so, you know what I mean? Shout out to her. And last but not least, the most recent co-host that we had on the show, and she will be pulling up for a couple other episodes, Tiance Knowles, Tina, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Beautiful soul, you know what I mean? Beautiful woman, you know what I mean? Very smart, very intelligent. She got so much accolades under her belt, and we've been talking behind the scenes a lot lately, you know what I'm saying? And she appreciates the show, so she would like to be on the show. So that's what I'm gonna accommodate her, you know what I mean? So anybody out there that's looking, this is the D-Rican Hippie Network, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get other podcasts on here, so holla at me, hit my DM, and let's work, man, you know what I'm saying? So let's do what it do. I'm about to, let's try to call Spliff and see if he answers the phone, see what's happening with my boy, see what's up. And I might just touch on one or two topics real quick, and then I'm going to close this episode, you know what I mean?
Please leave your...
Oh, the boy left me on messages, crazy. Alright, so he's not answering, so Let's jump to it, man. Rashad Mendenhall tweet. Rashad Mendenhall's tweet where he was talking about he's tired of white guys talking about football. We should just have, instead of the All-Star, you know, the Pro Bowl, we should have a white players versus black players. And I thought that was interesting because hopefully Don Cole see this clip. He hit us up and we talk about it. I always felt like that towards white players. I really didn't see the craze about them, you know what I'm saying? But I think it'll be real nasty. It'll be real nasty. I think the black team will win by a lot. The thing that really kills the white team is that they don't have no corners, no safeties, really of that nature that's really hard body, like lockup. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part that I think will really hurt them. And also, I believe that they really underestimate like the D line and the O line of the black team. So,
right? Yo, I ain't gonna lie, gang. Man, shout out to the show and all that.
May I speak to Spliff? You live on the Don Cole and D-Rica Hippie Show.
Yo, man. All I'm saying is, man, I'm sorry I ain't feeling too great, y'all. I feel like trash. I would have been in the spot, you feel me? But you know, the G's will be back. I was a little hurt, wounded, and all that.
That's a fact. Niggas get shot every day, B.
Hopefully I'm there for that episode we got coming out soon for next year and all that. And all y'all be tuned for what's going on, man.
That's a fact.
Headlocks on niggas' heads, you heard?
That's a fact, yo.
Giving niggas noogies all 2024, you heard?
Yo, we got the year-end recap episode coming up, but right now, while I got you on the phone, what was some of your favorite moments on the pod since you joined the pod? And before you answer, I want to say on camera, I appreciate you, brother, for joining the pod.
I appreciate you, too.
For joining the pod and really putting your all, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact, bro.
Nah, real shit, though, bro. I really appreciate you for the chance of letting me be on the show because you really didn't have to put me on the show for real. You feel me? Mm. I appreciate you, bro. Shout to Don Cole. Shout to Chun Chun. Shout to D-Rick and Hippie, you feel me? Shout to Trev. Shout to Tay. Shout out those niggas that's part of the show that y'all don't even be really giving credit to and love to and
that's
all that. You feel me?
That's crazy, sir. I just shouted everybody out that was on the show this year.
And shout out to our favorite niece that got us some shit for the show. You know I love her. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, man, I don't even know what to say. I think I got to wait till I'm there. I'm about to really regroup on that real quick. You feel me? But I feel like, you feel me, this one of the best shows out, and 2024, we're going to make sure y'all
I think my favorite moment since y'all joined, because I think it was a moment where we all was in it. I got two favorite moments. When T. Hefe was there and we all was like debating hard body.
Shout out to the Hefe episode.
And the one when the episode opened with you and Chun Chun just going at it for like 5 minutes in the intro for the episode.
Oh, we was in that the relationship debate. You don't get into that shit with relationship debates.
Facts.
Yeah, probably. Shit.
You go through the channel and look it up, and when you hear, tell people.
I'm gonna just keep it 100, man. Me and Cole arguing about Cam being in the top 50 shit. Probably, Cam being in the top 50. Niggas know what it is. Shout out to Killer.
Shout out to Killer.
Damn, man. I don't know. I just love the show, man. Fuck all that. I'm there every moment fire.
That's
all y'all tune in, watch all the old episodes. Shit that I'm not on. Shit that I'm on. All of that. Fuck all that. Yeah, every episode fire.
That's a fact, bro. So, yo, good looking for picking up. I'm going to just touch on, like, two topics, and then I'm going to get up out of here. My mom's about to walk in and just talk about Christmas real quick.
Yo, appreciate everyone that watches the show. Follow Spliffin' Balls everywhere. Follow Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie Show. Breaking Bud merch is coming soon. So make sure y'all bother us so y'all can buy these shirts and all that good shit. You feel me? Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. And see y'all next year. Shit like that.
Yo, Spliff, I'm going to hit your line when I'm done.
Appreciate you, gang.
All right, brother. Yeah, so my mom's just walked by. She just wanted to sit down for a minute and just talk about a couple things, like what was her favorite Christmas moments with us growing up and shit like that. You could come in, Mom. You can just sit down for like 5 minutes.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
What's up, Mom?
So, feeling good today. I love Christmas. You know, growing up, I raised my kids by myself, but I always made it, you know, put everything together, a Christmas tree, some food, you know, gifts for everyone. And so thank God that I could do it, whether I was working or not working. It was always there. So raised three beautiful men and all their friends are my friends. So shout out to all the friends and the ones that usually always come here and I feed them and like... Don Core, like, he grew with me, and Christmas and birthdays, I cut him a little cake, and he's like, oh, Rosie, mommy, you know, so just wanted to take a little time, bless my son, I love him, Merry Christmas, everyone, and just wanted to do a little shout-out.
Yeah, we got the full episode coming with me and my moms. I got a podcast coming, my solo podcast, it's called, I'm gonna let y'all guys know, it's called The Hippie's Corner, and she's gonna be the first person that I have on the show, so we'll have that full interview coming, but I just wanted to introduce her to you guys before this year close out, and next year y'all already know what I'm doing. I'm on everybody neck. So what was your favorite Christmas with us when we was younger, Mom?
We always sat down and watched movies together. We played games. Sometimes we opened Christmas mornings, breakfast, big breakfast or brunch, and whoever was here. My living room was also a room, so
we had one bedroom.
That was good. Like, but it was really good, and just seeing them like, oh, this is what I wanted, and oh my God, mommy, and thank you so much, and we love you, and so it was always the good little things, and you know,
and
read them books.
Paige,
and now we get to see my granddaughter who just turned 9 years old last week, and she's crazy with all her uncles and you know, and with me. So it's just our small little Nunez circle. So we're very blessed. Yeah. So hopefully see you next time.
All right. Thanks,
thank
Mom.
You. Love you, puppy.
So I don't even think that I'm gonna touch on the rest of the topics because we got, you know, I don't want to talk about it without Spliff. We got the Cardi B leaving Offset, Jonathan Majors. You know what I mean? The Detroit Pistons are trash. Whoever watching basketball today, shout out to all the basketball fans. You know what I'm saying? But the Detroit Pistons are trash. They need to trade Cade Cunningham to like San Antonio or some shit like that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind seeing him play there. So shout out to my moms for pulling up on the pod. You know what I'm saying? I love that right there. That just made me happy. You know what I mean? And I just want to say, man, just be thankful for everything that you got in your life right now. And what you don't have, if you really want it, you put your mind to it and you continue to go for it, and one day you'll have it. And if you don't get it, you'll know personally within yourself that you tried everything that you could. You know what I'm saying? So keep fighting for your dreams, man. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. I feel like this was a good episode. And if this closed the year out, Happy New Year to everybody, and we see y'all next year. If not, we got like 2 or 3 more episodes that we gonna cram inside the podcast. You know what I mean? Pause. So we could squeeze all the juice out this year, man. Shout out to everybody. Happy holidays. For D-Rick and Hippie. For Spliff. For Choon Choon. For Don Cole. I'm about to go get high. I'm out of here. Happy holidays once again. We out. Bye.